arm around her and said, look, and he's shooting, she's driving the chariot. Rukmini. And Daruka is also there. She said, get out of the way. Because she's Mahishi. She's Raj. She's driving Kshatriya. So Daruka is a Sarati. Krishna Kasarati, Daruka. He's on the side. Oh, choop. Rukmini's like, and Krishna's in the back like this. Right? Danadara Krishna, Dwarkadish. And she's going like this, going, all right. My hero, you know. So much intimacy and so much close. As soon as she arrived in Dwarka and she was accepted and everything, kidnapped, then Rukmini said, I will stay in a separate palace with your grandmother or your senior relatives. You find proper titi, you make all arrangements for vivaha and all yagya, puja, everything, then we can get married. Until then, don't touch me, I don't want to see you. Because this is Patni Dharma, this is Swakya, so Rukmini, although she was kidnapped, Rukmini Haran. As soon as she got to Dwarka, then Krishna said, oh, Ray, okay. So all this, swaha, swaha, and ek bar, do bar, teen bar, sat bar, fera something, sat fera, then, you know, the marriage hoga, shadi hoga. So this is, so then Krishna had the Madhura Ras and Swakya. So Krishna wants, so Jiva in his heart, he says, look, I want some servants. Hey, listen, you know, Mahavishnu, I need a 10,000 servants. Okay, 10,000. And then 10,000. Everyone, so every jiva has some bijam to serve Krishna at different stahibhav. This is inside. It's his arrangement. It's what he wants. It makes sense. It's not just a bunch of amorphous jivas floating around waiting to, you know, turn into mandris or something. Because Vishnu needs some servants. Krishna's the employment agent. He has to send workers to Vishnu Loka because Vishnu needs servants and friends. So that's it. So that's me. I've got it. I've got a specific seed within me to love God, either Vishnu or Rama. That will be found out. But I don't know it. I have an anisha. I'm covered. So Guru, when he gives diksha, he gives mantra, but first he gives, before he gives the last seed is the actual diksha, he gives three other seeds. When one has Sukriti, Super Soul brings him to Guru. Then the first seed that he gets is, I don't know the Sanskrit or the English, but I mean Hindi, it's called the seed of inspiration. Inspiration. He meets the Guru, then the Guru inspires him. He says, he meets him and the Guru speaks to him. First seed is seed of inspiration. It's kind of, they all go together. I'm dividing it in one. It's almost like one seed in four parts. But because it happens in a time lapse. Because you meet the Guru, if you're fortunate, Bhagavan, and so many reasons create that, we won't go into. Then he gives you the seed of inspiration, which means, how does he inspire you? How does anybody inspire you to do anything? Right? By their example, by their encouragement, by their speech, by their love. Their encouragement means their love. Their example means their behavior. And they create in you, determination and conviction by their words and the other two. So all these together create inspiration. He speaks. He speaks in general, compassionate way, then he speaks in a shastric way. He says, my dear friend, you're ruining your life, you're wasting your life. Jeev jago, uto. You'll die. You soon die. You're going to die, Marana Hoga. What are you doing? What about next life? No preparation. If you don't prepare yourself in this life, when you grow up, become flat. Nothing. No qualification, no education, no vocation. No education, no qualification. No qualification, no vocation. No vocation, no vacation. Seed of inspiration. That's the first seed. But to get that inspiration, then there has to be some harikata. And just loving talk. Sajatiya, snigda. Compassion, care, concern. Wants to help, wants to guide. He goes out of his way. You come in, he sees you're totally shot, sick. Like a doctor may know all the symptoms. There's iridology. Someone knows iridology and face reading and tell 100 diseases by looking at your face. He was educated. So he come in and he sees he's got this, he's got that. He already read everything. And he sits down. How are you? Fine. Okay, that's fine. Have a nice day. Bye. And the guy lets him go. He knows he's got six diseases and one of them's going to kill him in a month. And he just lets him go. Because he doesn't care. Why should I waste my time? Right? He says, you know, wait a minute, Jack. Guess what? This and this and this. And take this medicine, get cured. That's compassion. So some devotees, they don't preach, but, you know, some do. They feel like... So by his Harikata, he creates that inspiration. His example is love, Sujatiya Snigda. So now that becomes two seeds. He gives the seed of inspiration and Harikata. It's kind of inseparable. But Harikata is a specific category of in devotional talks. Because someone may just say to you, it's a form of Harikata, I mean, it's all different levels. Because he's not specifically talking about Hari, but he's talking about you as a jiva, which is a particle of Hari, who's a condition. He says, listen, you're suffering, you're going to die, you should take up the Paramarthic Marg, or Bhakti Marg. Yama, Niyama. No whiskey, no piaj, laj, chordo. Maso, chordo. Muchli, chordo. Shudahar, shudahar, shudvichar, achar, ahar, achar. Pure food, pure behavior. Just to make you happy, peaceful, do it. Okay. Do I have to? Gee. No, really, believe me. I did it. It's great. Or whatever. Or maybe you already were like that and you just know that's the way to go. Or it's God's will. So that's not exactly Harikata, but it's encouragement and it's something. It's quasi-spiritual. It's telling you to do something good. It's goodness. Goodness kata. Harikata means devotional talks. So the second seed that the guru gives is devotional talks, because Harikata moves you. It moves your consciousness. Compassionate talks, nice talks, they move your mind. Yeah, they start you thinking, yeah, he said some things, I should live sattvic life, I should give up onions and garlic, and yeah, whiskey and booze, even once on the weekend, not so good. Yeah, I kind of agree with him. So that's kind of a mental thing. When he speaks Harikata, then it starts to rattle your soul. That's the song of God. And it starts to go deep like a bana, like an arrow. The second seed is the seed of Harikata. Then these two seeds together, inspiration, Harikata, they create the third seed, which is called Shraddha, faith. Of course, there's a bunch of faith that even got you there, that even to Guru's feet. It creates more faith. Faith in Bhakti Marg, faith in Guru, faith in Guru Sangha, faith in sadhana, bhakti sadhana, and prayojana, the sadhana and sadhya. Sadhana and sadhya, the goal, destination, paramgati. Yes, it sounds good, it makes sense. I feel I should do it. I should surrender, samarpan. Surrender to God, I should serve, I should live a pure life, God-centered life. It's good for me, I'll be happy, and I believe it. I have to do it. And I have faith. I have faith that if I give my life this way, that I won't lose. Look at him. Look at all these people. It seems to work. I'll try it. Then and he tries it in his own way, practicing. So get three seeds are given by Guru. Then finally he gives the last seed. That's called Diksha, which is simply the fourth part of one seed or whatever. It's a continuum. It's like one long seed. And the fourth seed. What is the fourth seed that the Guru gives? It's called Krishna Seva Vasana. Krishna Seva Vasana. Bijam, if you want to say. See, it's just an analogy. But what he gives is these things he gives. He gives inspiration, whatever that word is. So inspiration, Harikata, Shraddha, then finally Diksha. Diksha means Guru gives, Guru Pradatta, Guru Dhero, Krishna Seva Vasana. Because for thousands, millions of lifetimes, we're traveling. Because you have this potential, Satchitanand. And if we follow any process of this material world, Gyan Marg, Karma Marg, Yoga Marg, it is all on this side. It is all in the Bhur Bhavak Swa. And the highest plane we can come, in Advayan Gyan, or the Paramarthic Dharma of Yoga, Gyan, Karma, we can come to Brahma Sayujya Mukti, Kaivalya Mukti, Nirvakalp. We can come to this highest platform. It's called, you've heard of Brahman realization, yes? So this is a high, and that Brahman realization is called Brahmanand. Brahmanand is the happiness and bliss. So the jiva, Without guru, without anything added to the jiva, transcendental adding, he can develop to the point of Brahmanand. That anand, Satchidanand in him, will become Brahmanand. Because bhakti is transcendental. Bhakti comes from outside this universe. It comes from guru or from Vaishnava. So what happens is all these three seeds, prana, inspiration, harikatha, devotional talks, and then faith. Guru creates faith, vishwas, shraddha. Then these together, finally, then he gets Krishna Seva Vasana. Do you know what that is? Vasana means desire. Vasana. There's samskara and vasana. Samskara in the chitta. Chitta and then samskaras. From samskara comes vasana. From vasana comes kriya. Kriya means action, karma. And karma comes karma phal, papa phal, punya phal. Then it has four levels. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, bijam, kutam. So, he gives Krishna Seva Vasana, the seed. He creates by inspiration, by faith, by harikatha, because he is a bhakta. The guru gives, he ignites the seed of bhakti in your heart and gives, takes that potential anand, that potential to love, because Brahmananda is a type of love. The jiva is loving the Brahman. The jiva that does not contact bhakti, any kind of gyan guru, yoga guru, his love is Brahmananda's bliss. It's like, bliss. Brahmanand, sayujya. But guru will bring this bhakti, which comes from Vaikunth outside, because he's received it. And he has bhakti. He must be a genuine bhakta. Realized. Then he speaks mantra. Pancharatrika mantras. Kam Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Guru mantra, Gayatri. Laga Laga, Radha Mantra, so many Gayatris, we have Radha Mantra, Radha Gayatri, other, Nityananda, etc. But and he speaks Maha Mantra because he has bhakti. Bhakti comes inside. And in that vibration, what enters your heart is Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna, which you never had. You could get it because you had that anand, that Brahmanand can become Sevanand. That Sevananda can become Premanand. And then with Guru, and that Premanand, then you leave, you Golok Prapti, Prem Prapti, Prem Seva, Radha Prem Seva, Krishna Prem Seva, Golok Prapti, Bina Guru Kri, Guna Kri, Bina Bhakti. So Guru at the time of initiation, he ignites the seed of Bhakti within the heart to take it from Brahmanand to Premanand. By these four additions. So it's true, we say it's a seed, but it's a seed. This is basically, if you want to summarize it, sometimes it's said that the seed of bhakti is the seed of the desire to serve Krishna. Because until someone meets a bhakta, that thing will never come. Never come. Impossible for any jiva. Is this something clear to you? It's a beautiful acharya is explaining. I've been studying for some time this subject and writing about it and a new book, and it's beautiful, and there's so much more to it and answers so many questions. So this is the gift of Guru. So how much indebted? Because that's why you say Guru is God, Acharya. Krishna says in Uddhav Gita, Acharya Mam Vijanayan, Acharya Mam Vijanayan, Vijanayan, Vijani, not Jani, Vijani, Visheshjan. You should know very tightly understand, special knowledge, special understanding. Vijanayan, Acharya Mam, Acharya, the Acharya, Uddhava, Uddhav Mahashay, Acharya hai. There's Dwadasa Mahajan, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Prahlado Janaka Bhishmo. Then Kumara Kapilo Manu, Balya Vayasakirvayam, in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Yamaraj Uvacha, he's telling the Yamaduts. He said there are Dwadasa Mahajans, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Mahajan, Acharya Mahajans, Paramarthic Mahajans, Dharmic Gurus, Adi Guru, Bhishma, Pitamaha, Mahabharatme, Bhishma Parva, Bhishma, Prahlad, Janak, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Kumaras, the four Kumaras in Kapila Muni, the Vaishnav Kapila, not the Gnostic. There's two Do Kapila. Vaishnav, Devahuti Kardam, Devahuti Kardam Kabacha, Kapila. So, and then he said, I am Bali Maharaj, Bali, King Bali, Bali Maharaj, Atmanavedanam, he is Mahajan. Then we have our Mahajan Acharya's Mahajan Parampara, Guru Parampara. Guru had bhakti, gave to disciple. Guru got bhakti. And if the Guru has to surrender, because he gets that Krishna Seva Vasana. And if he properly does Guru Seva, then he experiences bhakti. Bhakti enters his heart through Guru Seva. Bhakti enters the disciple's heart through Guru Seva. Krishna Seva Vasana, desire to serve Krishna begins with a desire to serve Guru. When Guru is pleased, then that Vasana for Guru Seva becomes Krishna Seva. That bhakti for Guru blossoms and transforms into Krishna Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, Guru Prem becomes Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. No Guru Bhakti, that's why they say in Hindi, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Keval means only. Without Guru Kripa. Oh Kripa Kuro, oh Kripa Kuro, Kripa Kuro, Kripa Dedo, Ashirvad Dedo. Serve. Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. Upadakshyanti te jnanam, jnaninas tatvid darshanaha. Bina seva, then darshan nehi. Krishna darshan, impossible. Bina guru seva. Bina guru samarpan. But you say, oh, I can't serve this guru, and then you don't have guru. I can't surrender this guru, then you don't have guru. Guru has not created inspiration. He has not created faith. He's not given enough harikata to create that desire to serve guru. Has not entered your heart. Even you have so-called diksha and this and that. So it's a very sacred thing. So Guru